So what inspired the creation of these new characters?
Well, we really wanted to, you know, the game came out, everybody was like, oh my god, we need more characters, give me more characters, please give us more characters. And we was like, yeah, okay, that's we knew that response was coming, you know, there's only 8 guys in the release, but we wanted to pick some guys that were gonna be interesting. And you know, we came up with Napalm. Everybody on the internet was like, we love the parody thing, but can you give us something a little different as well? Something completely different that's not parody. So we've gone the serious route with them. We've got, you know, Napalm, who's this guy, and he's very different to what you see. There's not many guys out there that are in the mask, but that are big brute kind of characters. A lot of people have compared him to Kane and stuff when I've seen it, which I was surprised at, because, you know, he's not red or anything like that. And, mm-hmm. But now I get it with the flames and things. He's not a play on Kane in any way. our play on Kane in the original wrestling manager was a guy called Abel.
Nice.
we'll get to Abel one day. I promise all you guys out there who like the chokeslam and stuff. But Napalm, he's got this version of a tilt-a-world for his finisher, you know, the Napalm bomb kind of thing. It's really nice. It fits him with the character. And then we've got Austin Cosasetsu, who, you know, like Cosasetsu, play on the Italiano of Cesaro kind of thing. But, you know, I was just saying earlier how you got like the what chance in life. We've got the why chance, you know. So it's like, why? Because I said so. Why? You know, that kind of thing. We think it all fits. It's all nice. It's you know, it's the kind of stuff that we enjoy. So
I know all the gamers that love this series are wondering: are there still complete finisher to finisher reversals with the addition of these two new characters?
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. I mean, like, we've got more versions of the RAO. You gotta keep that up, right? He's gonna have like 100 versions of that thing by the time we're finished here. We're continuing with that kind of thing. We've got some more characters that are yet to be announced. They're gonna be these guys' rivals, and they will share finisher reversals and things. So, you know, whereas you're not gonna see the Olympic Slam turning at the Stunner or anything like that, but you're gonna see the next set of guys are gonna be these guys' rivals, and their finishers will reverse, and it'll all be nice and how people want it to be. These characters, by the way, are free. You know, they're just going in there; they're free to download. You might want to do a few challenges because you've got to unlock them using the in-game currency, but they're not that expensive. You know, go do a challenge tier and you'll have enough to unlock these guys. It's our way of saying thank you very much for supporting us this whole time. You know, we've still got a lot more characters to come. Rey Mysterio is still going to be there. You know, we're working on his moves to try and get all of his 619 and everything, and it's the real Rey Mysterio. It's like 100% legit signed, got the contract and everything to prove it. So yeah, we got some cool stuff coming, but these are the first two characters we wanted to get out of there.
How do you think these guys changed the game in terms of, I mean, you guys had 8 the first time. How did the matchups change? How do you think, like, it'll make, you know, your exhibition matches a little bit more spicy that they're in there?
I think it's one of those things of, you know, like, these guys, we're not just, like, if you go look at Austin, because I said those moves, he's got, like, another 40-odd moves that are going in the game there that are all new to him, that are, you know, there's a huge amount of animation in that. And I think he brings an element of, like, the, you know, more strikes to the game kind of thing. He's a lot more vicious with some of his strikes, you know, get you in the corner, do all the stomps and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think he's just more of a brawler, you know, like the other guys that we had, they weren't really brawlers. This guy's a brawler. He's going to come in and whoop some ass. And then with Napalm, we only had the two brutes in the game originally, and we've got this whole leg damage system thing where it really favors that kind of match against the brute. But this brute can do some other stuff, you know, like he can come off the top quite well. He's just an all round powerhouse kind of guy. I mean, don't get me wrong, we're not adding new classes here. This isn't going to be a revolutionary change to the game, but it's just more of what we, you know, like, that was one of the big complaints that people had was that we just eight guys. We want to grow the roster by, you know, putting some more diversity in.